sisters and brothers, I said this recently to a few paid functionaries at the park. It was one early morning this week. I sang it, in fact. I lost the melody, but it went something like this. There is a list of EMF targets for their weapon, and never doubt you are on it, 'cause they want no loose ends. It may come as cancer, it may come as stroke, it may come as congestive heart failure, it may come as Alzheimer's. I named some more, but I forgot one, an obvious one, actually. There's a man with whom I'm acquainted who on occasion I speak to, and this on a regular basis. A few months back, when I called his office, I was told he was dead of pneumonia. But he's a young man, I said, 40 at best. He'd been dead for days and days before he was found. In my life now, there are no coincidences, so I wondered about it, all that fluid in his lungs. And now, experiencing the effects of this latest wave weapon, particularly the fact that in a few days, the first few days of it, when this dense mucus it produces was particularly prodigious and particularly solid, I experienced a moment of such powerful lethargy that even though I know they have weapons that induce sleep, I got pulled under, and that mucus began solidifying in my chest. All I wanted to do, though, was sleep. But a voice in my head said, "No, you don't." So I didn't. But that was also because I knew the cause was EMF weapons. Sisters and brothers, this is a particularly nasty assault. The mucus settles in the throat and chest and requires constant attention to get rid of it, which at least I have not yet been able to do. And I don't think you can do while they keep hitting you. I imagine for those who are not aware of EMF weapons and their indiscriminate use and absolute unconcern about any of us, that it kills early and fast, particularly those with few means. And it has occurred to me that the Auschwitz metaphor is more exact than apt. When disaster strikes of any kind, who survives? Who can afford the drugs and the treatment? And so, what does it accomplish? Elimination of the unfit, quote unquote, and transfers of wealth from those left. And though we know power has always favored such schemes, few will credit this. Few will believe that this is their answer to accelerating income inequality. Nonetheless, keep some garlic on hand. Trust what your body says.